Last time on Whack My Bush, the White House had intercepted a signal of intelligent life coming from Mars, so George W. has decided to personally lead a mission to the Red Planet to make contact. Somehow, we get the feeling W. won't be the best ambassador for the human race.
Smelly, have you taken my pencil?
Oh yeah, I was picking my nose with it. Here.
Hey, don't throw it. Ow!
Heads up!
Ow! Quit it, numbnut. Stop mucking around.
Nice one, numbnut. Ha ha!
You're such a teacher's pet, Vic, son.
Yeah, you and Pansy sat at the front there.
Oh, shut up, Smelly.
Hey, Tiddler, pull my finger.
Okay, Smelly.
That's disgusting.
Oh, God. Have you been eating skunk curry again?
Okay, settle down, class. Numbnuts, take that crayon out of your mouth and sit down.
Yes, sir.
Right. I have your test scores from yesterday's flight simulation aptitude tests here, and they're not pretty. Vixen?
Sir.
98%. Well done.
Oh, waddy goody goody.
Smelly, 75%.
Get in.
Pansy, 62%.
What?
Tiddler, 49%. Fail.
Fail? Oh, shit. Now go staff with Tiddler.
Tiddler's a dumbass.
Numbnuts, 100%.
Yeehaw!
100% fail.
What?
What can I say? Your daddy's check bounced. Okay, now due to the overall low scores as a group, apart from Vixen here. Quiet. NASA has decided we can't let you pilot the Mars shuttle without an experienced astronaut on board. So please welcome your new shuttle pilot, Commander C. Chung. Come in, Commander.
What?
What?
You are kidding.
It's a fucking joke.
It's no joke. Say hello to Chung Chung.
But it's a chimpanzee.
I bet he's smarter than you, man.
Commander Chung is our most experienced astronaut due to federal budget cuts in the space program.
Hey, he can't call me that.
Wag my bush. Come on.
Okay, it's time to make the crew appointments for this mission before liftoff. Vixen?
Yes, sir.
Navigator. Smelly, Tiddler, pilots.
Yeah, it's because I had the best joystick technique, right?
I know. I saw your pay TV bill at the hotel.
Pansy, domestic.
What? But why?
Because you're a girl, Pansy.
Obviously, Commander Chung Chung will be in overall charge.
Hey, what about me? Don't I get a position?
Cadet Numbnuts, we thought long and hard about this, and after consultation with Vixen, you will be in command.
It's only natural.
You'll be in command of this.
A rubber ball?
It's a super ball, sugar.
Is that it? That's not fair. I'm the commander in chief.
Look, that ball contains a special...
It's crucial to the mission, Sugar. It's a neutron gravity dimension stabilizer.
A neutron what? Are you taking the bit? Oh, me foot.
Only a really special crew member should be in charge of it, and only you have the skills.
Really? Not even Commander Chung Chung?
That's right. Not even the chimp could be trusted.
2 minutes to launch.
Okay, crew. Have a good mission and good luck.
Okay, strap yourselves in and get ready for 30,000 pounds of thrust up your backsides. Yeah! Yeah!
That sounds good to me.
Is there anything I should do?
Yeah, as I've discovered hot Mexican food, you better go and scrub the bug before we take off.
What? There's no way I'm going near the bug if your ass has. Yes, Commander Jungle, of course I'll scrub under the rim.
Lose it.
5, 4, 3...
Mexican food? It'll never come off. So, the mission to Mars has begun. Don't worry, we'll get there. But can Commander Chung Chung keep his crew happy for the long voyage ahead? And will George lose the neutron gravity dimension stabilizer? Find out in the next Out of This World episode of...
Whack My Bush.
2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff. Cheers.